We acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which the upcoming match is being played. We would also like to pay our respects to elders past and present.
Up goes Akers! Goal! Goal! Goal!
The bob, the dance step, bends it around to full forward and is the bounce, the bob, supreme, around the body! You are joking! Just like that!
The 2024 Toyota AFL Premiership season.
Brioli out of the back, Sola one way, cut back, the shimmy of the shake of the make, hit it all, steps out the body, two goals in this quarter that has raised the roof, here's the goal, got it, epic finish coming.
Every game, every week.
To Bailey, in the pocket, and kicks, one of the great grand final goals.
This is the most beautiful game in the world we're watching. You just can't take your eyes off it.
Majacek in the front. Gardner knocked it away. Nick Dacos, lightning hands. Here's the Ngoi moment. He unloads. Bang! You need your stars. And Collingwood's stars just went and wrenched the cup back.
For 4-20 Pies, Australia's original fan food. Welcome to AFL Nation.
After the escapades of Adelaide, we're back at the MCG to start round five. Thursday night footy is a heavyweight clash. Melbourne and the Brisbane Lions have played significant fixtures in recent years, finals and thrilling home and away matches. There's a good deal of angst that's built up between the two teams, and they do meet at opposite ends of the scale right now. Melbourne have made a bold showing at 4-1. The Lions missed the start badly. They got onto the winners list last week. They sit 1-3 with a tough run of three to come that may very well determine their place in the scheme of things. The MCG, AFL Nation, Thursday night footy. It's Melbourne and the Brisbane Lions. This is all for 4-20 Pies, Australia's original fan food. Jared Waitley with you. Dermot Brereton is our expert for MEGT. Let MEGT help you build a winning team. Hello to you, Derm.
Good evening, Jared. Yeah, we're here tonight and we're going to see just how good Brisbane's form was from last week and just how good Melbourne are, given that we were almost after one game, we were, I love that word you brought into everyone's vocabulary in the football world, catastrophising after round one about how bad Melbourne were and how awful they were out of the blocks. They kind of were, but haven't they rectified it since? So, yeah, they're a chance to win. That's round sub-zero. Well, what
that's
was it
right.
Called? Sub-zero, yeah. Zero, yes. And they've won the four thereafter. So they could get to round five. Defeated only once, but five wins. Yes.
That's
yes.
It.
Yeah.
They could have won their first five rounds.
Yes.
There was just a loss in there before we
yeah,
started.
Correct.
If we're
correct.
Talking sub-zero, we're in the right company. Matt Hill,
exactly.
Hello to you.
Fantastic, Jared. Thank you very much. Matty. 1992 Melbourne Cup winner, of course. The great grey horse.
Met him once. At Crown.
Sub-zero?
Yeah, yeah, he just wandered in
what
and just ambled around the Palladium. Yeah, it was very calm.
Oh, fantastic horse. Used to go to, you know, school groups and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
he was
a
fantastic
try to
horse.
Catch the train down at Flinders
well,
Street
there's,
Station?
There's, for those that aren't aware, there's extraordinary social media footage of a horse that escaped Warwick Farm yesterday and tried to catch a train, ended up on a platform at Warwick Farm train station. It's extraordinary.
Is that Madagascar for real?
Just that's the name of it.
No. So if you know the animated movie Madagascar, where they all catch the train at Grand Central Station.
It's
extraordinary. It's amazing.
On back the way to footy derby. 2 weeks ago, we were all sitting at the Gabba, and like Gatling guns, Brisbane were pumping it inside 50, and the Hipwood Danaher Brigade couldn't quite clink marks. They're the as far as kicking the ball inside 50, they're the highest ranked team by over 20 possessions in the league, but they can't kick goals. How's that going to play against the opposition like Melbourne, who are so good in defence?
Which was never their problem, Brisbane. They get it in there. They used to just score at will. I'm going to give you a name which I looked at last week when we were at the Norwood Oval and they were playing North Melbourne, and I say this with respect because they will build. It was North Melbourne. And North Melbourne and West Coast are probably the two teams you would pencil in. Every other team would pencil in to beat those two teams. They'll win somewhere along the line. But there was a young lad who played for Brisbane, and I looked ahead of play several times just to watch how he was doing it. The boy Kai Lohman can find space. He plays like a medium-sized, what would he be about? I'll tell you how big he would be. He is, oh, gee, I reckon 185, so 91. He's like that mid-sized third forward, the way he plays. He finds space, and his lateral leading is the best I've seen in that team. They're all good players, and they all have their strengths and weaknesses the way they play. But I always found that if you had the ball, somebody's chasing you, you want to deliver it to somebody, the first movement you see is the one that goes from left to right or right to left. Players who come straight at you, you think to yourself, I'll kick it to him, but I'm going to have to use beautiful touch to get it. But if they're going across the vision, left to right, right to left, and there's space on the end of it, you kick it to that player every time. And he was able to do that last week. I'd expect him to actually create a few problems now that he's seen and in his own mind he can believe that he can kick a mini bag of goals.
SEN Sync, if you haven't discovered it yet, join us tonight. Sync your TV and watch the game whilst listening to the AFL Nation commentary. It's available in the SEN app in partnership with Drinkwise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise. We had forecasted when we left the Gabba those couple of weeks ago that Brisbane had that one soft kill to see if they could get their game in order ahead of a really hard stretch, which runs Melbourne, Geelong and the Giants.
Yep.
So we'll find out tonight. But your gut feeling watching them is they got goals for Danaher and Hipwood.
Yep.
Neil was totally in the flow of it. They looked organised in defence. Did they get enough out of it to feel good here coming? Even if it's a little bit of bluff, hey, we found our game, we'll be all right.
Yes, players are creatures of habit. And players will always look back and say, oh, yeah, but I kicked five on that game. Yeah. And say, yeah, but it was against a team that hadn't won a game for 14 months. Or they'll say all things like that, but they'll believe themselves. I think they'll, whether they win tonight or not, but the next 3 weeks, I think they'll win one of them. I think they're...
Which one's that? Because they're playing Geelong, Giants and Suns.
Just like I said before, look, the Eagles and also North, you would have 16 other teams pencil in to beat them every week. That means they don't win. They will, though, somewhere. Somewhere they will. You don't win by accident, but somebody gets an injury to the wrong person on the wrong day and somebody on their team is playing incredibly well that counteracts that, that gives them the edge, and somehow they'll get up. They will win games. You can't be a professional club and not be that non-competitive. I do, and this team, as we've seen, things are different this year for them. But I do reckon they are still a very good team. They're going to be in the plus ledger by the end of the year. And that would suggest that on their day, they're still capable of knocking over some more highly fancied, as the current form line suggests, highly fancied oppositions.
Where are you with Melbourne, who look, outside of the Giants, they look as good as anybody else?
Absolutely. Yeah, they do, don't they? There's still things with Melbourne. And albeit from me, for numbnuts here who's been suspended for bloody that many weeks, but I look at Cozzy Pickett and I'm not justifying it, but in our day we got value for money. There's no value for money for Cozzy Pickett running around and trying to pick blokes off. If you get value for money, you're going for 8 weeks. So even we wouldn't go for that. I don't know why he does it, because the one area I see in Melbourne where I do think they lack a bit is that forward line prowess of the ground ball gets, the half or quarter chance goals that they snap. Fritsch is a very good player. The one thing I'd say about them, and I'm a bit with Hoiney on this, is that they're a little bit fortunate. They've kicked incredibly accurately. Now, that's great footy. Well done, you win the game. But it can cover over a few, it can be wallpapering over a few cracks. Now, yeah, we sat there and we watched them against Port Adelaide. And I think I told you, I cheekily asked Maxie Gorn after the game. I said, was that one of Goody's expected wins? And he turned around and said, I wanted to punch him in the face when he said that. But on the expected win, Port Adelaide won in every area of that game. So the accurate kicking that night as well got them over the line. Let's bank it. Say, fantastic. It's on a form run. Four in a row. Fantastic. But they, the old adage, you're never as good as you really think you are. You're never quite as bad as you might believe you are as well. Yeah.
Melbourne are favourites. There are those pushing up for the Lions, though, as you make your tips. Win weekly prizes for a VIP footy fan finals experience thanks to the brand of hot water that comes on steady, hot and strong. Ream. To join the Ream League, visit tipping.sen.au. The teams are at .com.au. The teams are as selected. The subs are Taj Woden for Melbourne and James Tunstall for the Lions, and soon enough they'll be doing their warm-ups for Ream, except nothing less than Australia's best Ream.
So, Dermy, Brisbane have lost 15 of their last 16 games at the MCG.
Yep.
Bit crucial when you win flags here. It's a bit of a thing.
It is a bit of a thing, but then the one that mattered the most, last year's grand final, they could have easily won that. And in fact, my belief is that the only thing that changes the course of a game is a set shot after a siren. And Collingwood kicked two goals from set shots after sirens. They don't kick those two goals. They don't kick one of them. They don't win. Because it has no impediment on the play thereafter. So on that level, you'd have to say they played incredibly well against the best team of the competition last year. So they're good enough to win here. Sometimes things just happen that way, you know. You go to the roulette wheel, it doesn't come up 50-50 each time. They can get a few greens, a few flies in the ointment and the likes, and you know the world of odds as well as anybody. It doesn't always work out that way.
The one thing they can lean on here is they beat Melbourne in a semi-final when they were given no hope on that record. They totally blew the game in round 18 last year. They had that game shot to bits and played a terrible final phase, which exposed a few cracks in their closing out capabilities. Melbourne won by a point, and then they played a spectacular grand final. So I think for a while the MCG was a real thing to them. I doubt that's a real thing now, and hopefully they play here so little that it'll take them a long time to correct that record because they only get three looks and inevitably they're playing good teams here.
Well, if they played some of the other co-tenants of the MCG, they'd bank wins against them. Mm. So, yeah. The one thing I'm really looking forward to tonight, Harris Andrews, similar to May and Lever at one end, Harris Andrews at the other, and Payne actually goes, he's the lockdown man. And Harris Andrews, as a younger key defender, you know, would play against his man, maybe take the odd mark here and there, but he's turned into one of those intercept defenders. And I saw the lad, Colton Falstrup. Now, everything I've read about this lad and his agility and his want for the contest, he's a forward. He's not a midfielder per se that runs the full tote odds throughout up in the midfield. He's a half forward who drifts up into the midfield, plays a few minutes and then comes back. If you're going to do that for the lad, Brisbane are going to organise it so that Harris Andrews is the drift-off man and will, like Jake Lever, run to the base of the ball and intercept mark. And that's why they've got Gardner in there. Gardner's lost a little bit of toe, but he'll be able to push and shove against his opponent. And then you've got, you know, several other players who are going to be able to, like Lester, who's going to be able to play bigger than he is as well against a Brown or someone similar. And that will definitely mean that Harris Andrews is going to be able to, as I say, drift off an opponent and become an intercept marker. So they're going to play, their want is similar to each other to intercept the ball in the back line. And then in the midfield, you've got the two Bulls, the great ruckman, against an all elbows and knees ruckman and a master craftsman. He's a rover, Lachie Neal. The other two are ruck rovers. They're bulls. They're ruck rovers in the old way we would view them. But Lachie Neal is a craftsman of a rover. Not as much power, but very good at reading the direction of the palm before it's even struck the ball. So, yeah, that'll be a wonderful battle as well.
Game 250 for Lachie Neal, the dual Brownlow medalist and co-captain of the Brisbane Lions. I wonder with Colton Bolstrup hailing from Esperance. How many have made the trip from WA to be part of his debut tonight? Our travel partner is Melbourne Airport Parking. Nothing beats parking at Melbourne Airport. Book online for the best rates at melbourneairport.com.au.
Been to Esperance?
I don't think I have.
Went with Scotty Waters, an ex-teammate of mine. We went out for a surf at Esperance once. And the water was so clear, so beautiful. I thought, this place is heaven. And then saw a big grey shadow lurk underneath us. And we would have beaten speed records paddling into the shore to get in there. So, yeah, apparently there's a few Noahs out there. But what a gorgeous, beautiful part of the world.
I do say that southern part of Western Australia, if that makes sense, is one of the most beautiful parts of Australia.
That's unbelievable. Yep.
Only you would have any chance here, Matty, but how do you reckon you'd go with Tholstrup and Philthorpe in a bobbing finish down the straight?
I'm thinking Melbourne v Adelaide at some point is going to be interesting.
I hope you're on the mic when it happens. The Hyundai Staria load van fits in everything from $49,490. Drive away, T's and C's apply. The banners are out. The players shortly to follow. This is the pre-game show for Thursday night footy, the D's and the Lions. For Beaumont Tiles, Beaumont has everyday low prices from 1995.
You're listening to AFL Nation for 4 and 20. You can't have footy without a 4 and 20 pie.